Mendel and Heredity, Section 2. Mendel's Theory. Explaining Mendel's results. Mendel developed several hypotheses to explain the results of his experiments. His hypotheses were basically correct, but have been updated with newer terms and more complete knowledge. Mendel's hypotheses, collectively called the Mendelian theory of heredity, form the foundation of modern genetics. Mendelian theory explains simple patterns of inheritance. In these patterns, two of several versions of a gene combine and result in one of several possible traits. Alternate versions of genes. Before Mendel's experiments, many people thought that the traits of offspring were always a blend of the traits from parents. If this notion were true, a tall plant crossed with a short plant would result in offspring of medium height. But Mendel's results did not support the blending hypothesis. Mendel noticed that his pea plants would express only one of two traits for each character, such as purple or white flower color. Today, scientists know that different traits result from different versions of genes. Each version of a gene is called an allele. One allele from each parent. Mendel also noticed that traits can come from either parent. The reason is related to meiosis, as Figure 4 shows. When gametes form, each pair of alleles is separated. Only one of the pair is passed on to offspring. Dominant and recessive alleles. For every pair of traits that Mendel studied, one trait always seemed to win over the other. That is, whenever both alleles were present, only one was fully expressed as a trait. The other allele had no effect on the organism's physical form. In this case, the expressed allele is called dominant. The allele that is not expressed when the dominant allele is present is called recessive. Traits may also be called dominant or recessive. For example, in pea plants, the yellow seed trait is dominant, and the green seed trait is recessive. Random segregation of alleles. Mendel did not understand how chromosomes separate during meiosis, but he learned something important about this process. Because chromosome pairs split up randomly, either one of a pair of homologous chromosomes might end up in any one gamete. As Figure 4 shows, offspring receive one allele from each parent. But only chance decides which alleles will be passed on through gametes. Mendel showed that segregation is random, and he stated his hypothesis as a law. In modern terms, the law of segregation holds that when an organism produces gametes, each pair of alleles is separated, and each gamete has an equal chance of receiving either one of the alleles. Mendel's findings in modern terms. Although Mendel did not use the term allele, he used a code of letters to represent the function of alleles. Today, scientists use such a code along with modern terms, as shown in Figure 5. A dominant allele is shown as a capital letter. This letter is usually the first letter of the word for the trait. For example, purple flower color is a dominant trait in pea plants. So, the allele is written as capital P. A recessive allele is shown as a lowercase letter. The letter is usually the same as the one used for the dominant allele. So, white flower color is written as lowercase p. Genotype and phenotype. Mendel's experiments showed that an offspring's traits do not match one-to-one with the parent's traits. In other words, offspring do not show a trait for every allele that they receive. Instead, combinations of alleles determine traits. The set of alleles that an individual has for a character is called the genotype. The trait that results from a set of alleles is the phenotype. In other words, genotype determines phenotype. For example, if the genotype of a pea plant is lowercase p, lowercase p, the phenotype is white flowers. If the genotype is capital P, lowercase p, or capital P, capital P, the phenotype is purple flowers, as shown in Figure 5. Homozygous and heterozygous. If an individual has two of the same alleles of a certain gene, the individual is homozygous for the related character. For example, a plant that has two white flower alleles, lowercase p, lowercase p, is homozygous for flower color. On the other hand, if an individual has two different alleles of a certain gene, the individual is heterozygous for the related character. For example, a plant that has one purple flower allele and one white flower allele, capital P, lowercase p, is heterozygous for flower color. In the heterozygous case, the dominant allele is expressed. This condition explains Mendel's curious results, as Figure 5 shows. Mendel's second experiments. Mendel not only looked for patterns, he also looked for a lack of patterns. For example, the round seed trait did not always show up in garden pea plants that had the yellow seed trait. Mendel made dihybrid crosses to study these results. A dihybrid cross, shown in Figure 6, involves two characters, such as seed color and seed shape. Independent assortment. In these crosses, Mendel found that the inheritance of one character did not affect the inheritance of any other. He proposed another law. In modern terms, the law of independent assortment holds that during gamete formation, the alleles of each gene segregate independently. For example, in Figure 6, the alleles for seed color, capital Y and lowercase y, can mix and match with the alleles for seed shape, capital R and lowercase r. So, round seeds may or may not be yellow. Genes linked on chromosomes. Mendel's second law seems to say that each gene has nothing to do with other genes. But we now know that many genes are linked to each other as parts of chromosomes. So, genes that are located close together on the same chromosome will rarely separate independently. Thus, genes are said to be linked when they are close together on chromosomes. The only genes that follow Mendel's law are those that are far apart. Well, we've reached the end of this section. Before moving on, take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions.